O T D I S. CNN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MI2. CNN Network, VHF. CNN Network, MI2. MI2 Network.
Who's been switching forth, back and forth between the MI1 network and the MI2 network? The radio is broadcasting voice cues, which needs to be turned off.
CNN Network.
And the person who just switched over to this network, you are transmitting the fact that you switched over to this network somehow or another. You might want to look into how to turn that back off. KFAPPV.
This is the CNN Network, MI2. CNN Network, VHF. CNN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CNN Network.
KEAWUO.
This is the CNN Network, MI2.
K K-E-A-W-U-O testing.
CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network.
CB80OE Mobile. We got you loud and clear, KF8FMG. I just catch the first part of that. All I caught was your call sign. Just saying, got you loud and clear. Yeah, you're booming into the system. I don't know what machine are you coming in on. I'm coming in on a Guilford Bay City machine. Coming through on the Mount Clemens 147.8. Booming signal. You're making into that system over there just fine. This one's hard to not make it into this one at all. That tower out there in Essexville or whatever, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. It's out there towards Essexville, Quantica C? It's not Quantica C. I don't know. Anyways, it's back out there in the farm fields, and that antenna tower is just a monster.
Where'd you say you were transmitting from again?
I'm over here towards Birch Run. I'm about 3 miles east of Birch Run on Birch Run Road, just past Dixie, not Dixie. The next one to the east.
Nice. I'm out here at Chesterfield Township. I'm guessing these repeaters are linked.
The system is huge. These guys do a great job keeping it up and going. And it's that one up there in Guilford. I can't remember the name of that little town up there, not Beeforts. Anyways, that one's got a bunch of remote receives and a motor system. I don't know much else more about it, but they do a bang-up job keeping it up and running. And I don't think it's going anywhere real fast. It's got great coverage.
Yeah, it's pretty good distance they're getting.
I get into it from Everett, up on a hill in Everett. I do really well into it, but pretty much all around Everett I get into it. And then, what's the town we're going to out there in the water? Tawas. And I use it down into Lapeer because the Lapeer machine's having issues, but I got a Super Gainer 7500 series. I got a 7900 series one too, but and they're the off-brand Chinese, off-brand, off-frequency, and the loads in them aren't right. I've cut them down so fools the radio good enough, but the antenna gain makes quite a bit of difference, but I'll tell you, this system's second to none around here.
Cool, man. Good talking to you. KF8FMG clear.
Been on 7-3. Thanks for the report back. Oh, this rig's seen better days. It's a cheap Chinese $60 25-watt rig, and I've had it for about 6 years now, probably maybe 8.
KEV-8008, headed south on 75.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network.
W8Z.
You over here now, Wally? N8WRO.
Yeah, I'm just playing with my toy, making sure I get everything right. You know, I'm like a kid with a new bicycle.
Oh, yeah. You got to take it around the block a few times, that's for sure. On every venue there, or every mode, I guess.
So far, it's pretty cool. So, it has a few nuances, but what it does have blows away the other.
Yeah, there'll probably be a few little nuances that are different than what you're used to, and you'll have to get used to those. It's like that, what do you Motorola guys have, that scanning feature, and it scans away from the channel, and all of a sudden you're broadcasting on another channel. So you got to be aware of all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah, there's a way to turn that off, too, and I forgot what it was, but, yeah, you can do that, too. So, but so far, it's pretty exciting.
Well, I realize we're on a repeater, but a good quality audio, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, same back, so I can't complain one bit. You know, well, it's like when we were talking Simplex. I mean, wow, just amazing.
Yeah, that did work. So, and of course, it probably does. It may depend on conditions on any given day, but... Richmond to New Baltimore is definitely doable on Simplex DMR UHF.
Yeah. Wonder, I have to try some other points a little farther here if we get, just to see, you know, or do some sort of a test just for fun. But, I mean, I don't see any reason why we would ever use it, but nonetheless, you know, it is doable, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who's the next guy down the pike that would have DMR on a base station, though. It's not going to work with HTs, I don't think.
Well, Dave should be heading home shortly. See if you can find him, and I'll see if I can't catch him. I think he's got his handy-talkie with him. The other thing that's kind of cool is I can change the screen colors for every channel. Every channel can have a different screen color.
Well, that's different. All right, run it by me one more time. I know you told me five times already. What all does it have? What modes?
For bands, it's got VHF, UHF, 7, 800, and 900. For protocols, P25, DMR, and analog.
Alrighty. That is pretty darn close to the unicorn there. That is sweet.
Yeah, I'm sure we're paying for the, or I'm paying for the technology, because like I said, this thing isn't, it resembles the Tate, it resembles the Motorola XPR7550, right, the heat sinks, the mini UHF connector, everything else, it really resembles everything.
But my understanding is they're primarily in Europe, and they're trying to get a foothold in Michigan now. Is that the deal?
Well, that company is a fairly big company. I guess it's bigger than I give them credit for, but they do have a salesman that does cover Michigan. He lives in Jackson, so he's the person that would be the rep for them locally. And I wish I would have known that in the first place, because I would have just gone with him. I mean, literally, I had this thing in less than a week.
Yeah, the other place. I don't know if they intentionally strung you along, but you had to wait too much for what ended up being nothing. Lesson learned, I guess, right, in AWRO.
Well, it's like anything else in this hobby. The more people you hang around with, the more stuff you talk. And every day is learning something, just like what you and I talked about a little while ago, you know. The all call. I mean, the more you learn, you know, the more you're chatting around, you know, and doing both time slots, blah, 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 you know. And the ability to single them out if you need it, you know what I mean, all of that stuff. It's just like, wow, you know, every day it's something different, you know. You know, you see those boxes and you ignore them. You know, just like when you were programming your the Kinect systems, you saw that box and you know, oh, that don't pertain to me, you ignored it. You know, but you always wonder, what does that do?
Ah, yeah, that was back in the day when I saw that one box and I checked Talker Alias. I ticked it. I'm going to see what happens. And then that's when I got in trouble. So I unticked it because they don't like that.
Hey, before I let you go, I did push the contacts in here. I want to go to some digital channel. Oh, we can just go Simplex 441. I want to see if it shows up as your ID, you know, your name. I know I'm getting your digits, but I want to see if it's translating it to your name.
Copy that. QSY 441, DMR Simplex, N8WRO, clear.
WV.
Whitey.
0 EKS.
CMN Network.
7.
This is the CMN Network, MI2.
WAFLK in Lansing. Just checking the airwaves tonight. Nice cold night here in Michigan. This is November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo, listening in Lansing.
CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2.
KEAWUO.
MI2 Network. CMN Network,